listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister.
If you're just stopping by today, we are talking about some wonderful ideas, especially if you love to cruise. I have got our cruise expert, our travel expert as well, Sharon Emerson, joining us again. And Sharon stops by, you know, once a month, and she's got a different subject that she covers, and I find out all the good stuff about it. And we're talking about cruising right now, and we want to find out about going to Alaska. I mean, Sharon, what do you think? Is this a good time or a bad time?
Well, you can go up there now, but the cruise ships don't run. They start the end of May and end of mid-September. So that's when you cruise to Alaska. But, of course, Alaska, you can go anytime. There's a tremendous light show, the Northern Lights, in February. It's cold up there in Fairbanks. Mm-hmm. And if you want a spectacular trip, that's a good place to go. But I think cruising is easy because you get on and you unpack and stow your stuff away and somebody takes care of you for a week. I like it because somebody makes my bed and cooks my food for a week.
I know, and it's all inclusive, and I have to admit, I do love that.
I love it. So there's some ways to go to Alaska on a cruise ship. There's good, better, and best. Good is round trip from Seattle. The bad part of that is you're going to be outside passage for a day and a half up and a day and a half back, and you see nothing. So that's not the best way to go. There are two cruise ships that have an inside passage from Seattle, but the rest of them all go outside. So the better way is round trip Vancouver to Alaska. And these are all 7 days. Get on in Vancouver. It's easy to park, and off you go up the inside passage. It's beautiful. You see the wildlife and the mountains and the glaciers. That's the better way. And the best way is to go all the way up from Vancouver and then go inland and go to Mount McKinley, which I think has changed her name now.
right. Well, I mean, you know, that's the thing about cruising. There's all these little hidden secrets as to which is the best cruise line. So you're saying then your favorite way is to go
all the way up, and you can do it from Vancouver and go north to Whittier or Seward, or you can come down from fly up to Anchorage, come down from Seward or Whittier to Vancouver. And those are 7 days. But the very best is to add some inside, inland. Go to, I guess Mount McKinley now is Denali.
Yeah.
That's the name. Okay. So you can go to Denali. You can go to Fairbanks. There's wonderful things to do in all these stops. And that's my best. That's my favorite way to go.
Now, but if you're taking all of these cruises that you mentioned, you said that you're able to see them, you know, all the glaciers and everything. Are there ones that are better than others? I know you mentioned the Seattle one that goes outside the passage. But, you know, are you getting glaciers and all of that with all of these cruises?
Yes, you do get glaciers. But the best glaciers are Glacier Bay. And that's a big kind of like a U-shaped bay in there.
Right.
And there's glaciers all the way around you. The other two, Hubbard Glacier is one glacier in front of you, and then you have Sawyer Glacier, which is actually in Canada. So those two bays sometimes are iced over in May and June, and you can't get very far in. So that's why Glacier Bay is the best. So you want the inside passage, and you want Glacier Bay.
Yeah, because not all ships from Seattle do go to Glacier Bay. I know that.
Yeah, there's two. Two.
And let's talk about the ships. What are the ships that we're choosing from in all these areas that you mentioned?
Oh, my goodness. We have everybody that's on this West Coast, because it's
really
a prime cruising time. You got Celebrity. You got Carnival, Royal Caribbean, Norwegian, Princess, Holland. And now they're bringing Oceana and Crystal and Regent are coming in.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, it's prime place. The thing you want, though, is a smaller ship. like Royal Caribbean's bringing one of their great big Navigator class ships, which I think she's too big.
Yeah.
But they've got the people that want to go, and so the only way, they can't bring any more ships in. Mm-hmm. We got our piers are full.
Right, right.
So you have to bring in a bigger ship.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny because I've heard the different rules of thumb in terms of going to Alaska. There's some people that say you want to be kind of in the middle. You don't want to be too small of a cruise ship. You don't want to be too big. You know, some people were talking about these smaller cruise ships where they could stick their arm out with a pitcher and fill it up with water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know. There are some wonderful, if you're an adventure type person, and you don't want the casinos and you don't want the shows of the bigger cruise ships.
Mm-hmm.
There's some wonderful little ones that go into the little inlets that big ships can't get into. And they'll see little waterfalls and they'll see bears on the beach. And they'll put down a zodiac and you can get off on the islands and walk around. And those are little small ships, but they catch their own fish for dinner and everything is just real casual. Just a pair of blue jeans and a sweatshirt. That's all you need.
Exactly. Now, you were talking about this isn't such a great time. What are the best times to cruise to Alaska?
You know, it's really funny, but the last, I've been checking this for 22 years, so the last 2 weeks in May tend to be the best weather. It can be 80 degrees in Juneau, which Juneau gets rain almost 360 days a year.
Right.
So That's the best time is the and then school's not out, so you don't have a bunch of kids, you know, little ankle biters running around.
So
that's a good time. You get into June and July and August, and the prices start going higher. And then September, you could have just miserable rain the whole time.
Right. But, you know, you talk about, you know, the time to actually go to visit Alaska. What do you think is the best time to actually book our trip to Alaska?
You know, the books are open now.
Okay.
So,
is that going to change, though, with the pricing if we wait or not?
It will go higher.
Okay.
As availability.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people are booking now. Holland America always runs this big promo. And their ships fill up way before the season starts. So now is the time to book for 2016.
Okay. And then now, I know it probably varies in terms of pricing because, like, as you said, you know, depending on when you're going to book. But is there any rule of thumb? Is there certain cruise lines that are going to be better than others? You probably can't tell us that.
I can't really tell you because you've got all the different categories on the ships. I have priced some for next year, and I'm finding inside cabins around $1,600 per person.
Mm-hmm.
And then your balcony, your ocean view is the next one up, and that's going to hit around the $2,000 mark. And then you get up to the balconies. You know, this is just rule of thumb, and this is what it was this last year. So I don't know what it's going to be next year, but I would figure a balcony around $2,500.
Okay.
Per person.
Yeah. Now, you've always got little tips for us in terms of preparation of our trips and if you're flying and, you know, bring some extra clothes if it's, you know, wherever you're going to the climate that you're flying to in case there's layovers. What about preparing for this, I mean, for a cruise to Alaska?
Well, you just don't know what Alaska's weather is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it wonderful in May and lousy in August. So, I mean, you just don't know.
Yeah.
So layer your clothes. Don't worry about an umbrella. Forget the umbrella, but bring a poncho, a rain poncho that you can throw over top of you because you want to get off.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get out there and see. So be prepared for cold. And when you go into the glaciers, it's always cold.
Oh, yeah.
So a hat, gloves, you're going to be outside. You want to hear the roar of the glaciers.
Oh, yeah.
Crashing down. Yeah.
You've got to experience it. You've got to get up close and personal.
Yeah.
Well, good tips always. You give us some great ideas. And a little bit later on in the year, we're going to talk about Alaska a little bit more and maybe adding land to the cruise and some of your best bets on that, right?
Yeah. I love that. I've been to Alaska 6 times on a cruise ship and twice interior.
Mm-hmm.
And I will go again and again and again. It's just a fun place to go. It's easy to get to. And, of course, I'm on the West Coast. So, but anybody from other parts of the country, come on out. Come and see Seattle for a few days or see Vancouver for a few days.
Oh, yeah. Good idea. Well, Sharon Emerson, always fun to have you on. Sharon is with Cruise and Tour Planners, and you can go to her website and find out more about Sharon and her company at www.cruiseandtourplanners.com. And the number is 206-367-7657. Hey, you have a great week.
Thanks, Wendy.
All righty, stick around. You're listening to Weekends Around the Northwest with Wendy Meister. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chef Ron with Bennett's Restaurant, located in Grayland, Washington. We're really excited to be part of Weekends Around the Northwest and the audience that's listening. This is a really romantic, underdeveloped part of the Northwest Washington coast. When you get out here, this is going to be a fabulous dining experience for you. We don't mess around. We do food the old school way. We make our own sauces and soups and gravies, right down to our tartar sauce and cocktail. We have a lot of fun with fresh seafood, halibut, fish and chips, prime rib, awesome steaks, great seafood pastas, our seafood fettuccine. I mean, when you come to Bennett's, we don't mess around. You're going to receive some of the best customer service that's ever touched you, and we look forward to seeing you and meeting you. Make sure you stop by and visit us. We really look forward to seeing you. Or visit us at bennettscoastalrestaurants.com. Our local phone number is 360-267-2350.
Looking for a little fun adventure in North Central Washington? Then come sample the good life with Cascade Foothills Farmland Association's free culinary ag and tourism map. You'll find a great selection of fruit stands, wineries, tourist attractions, and all kinds of wonderful ideas in the way of lodging, including cabins, hotels, B&Bs, vacation rentals, as well as conference facilities. You'll also find dining destinations along the way, fun recreational day trips, wine walks and tours in Wenatchee and Leavenworth, and 58 featured wineries in North Central Washington. So be sure to visit Cascade Foothills Farmland Association's website for a current calendar of events and activities. This includes summer sonatas, music festivals, garden tours, and more. For more information and a copy of the free culinary ag and tourism map, call Cascade Foothills Farmland Association directly at 1-509-433-1054 or stop by their website at visitwashingtonfarms.com. Hi, Wendy Meister here. In doing Weekends Around the Northwest, I have traveled to some amazing getaways. I bring home all kinds of cool ideas and try to incorporate those into my own home. But this time of year, I am more interested in clearing out some of that clutter and creating a clean new look around the house. That's why I love Closets by Design, Seattle Tacoma, because I find creative design specialists who will help me add attractive storage space for any area of my home that needs organizing. Whether it's adding a gorgeous walker reach-in closet, organizing my laundry or pantry room, or taking the garage a step further by transforming our workshop, garden center, or arts and crafts area. Closets by Design can help me pull it all together with style. For more information or to schedule an in-home design consultation for your own home, call Closets by Design Seattle Tacoma directly at 253-896-4800 or visit their website at seattle.closetsbydesign.com.